Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Round 7 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, December 7th, 2016. As we look at the bareback riding results, R.C. Langham on Pickett Rodeo Company Scarlet Fever, horse from Texas, cowboy from California, were 84.5 to win the round in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling competition, Dakota Eldridge wowed the field with a 3.5-second time. In the team roping, header division, Navajo Eric Rogers was a no time in round number 7. Matt Sherwood was the winner with a 4.1-second time, winning the $26,230.77. Jeremy Bueller was the healer's division leader with his partner with a 4.4-second time. In the saddle bronc riding, Lakota cowboy Chuck Schmidt was on Granny Brothers' rodeo horse Capone and was bucked off. Coburn Bradshaw from Utah had the Survey Brothers' Greeley Hat Works 2 Cookies. That was the name of the horse. He won the round with a big 85-point ride. Matt Shizawa wowed them in the tie-down roping with a quick 7.3-second time for the Idaho cowboy. World champion and number one cowgirl Mary Berger, who is 68 years old, won the ladies' barrel racing tonight in the WPRA. She was a quick 13.58-second time. A three-way split in the bull riding competition, Garrett Tribble on Big Jake of Salt River Rodeo Company, Cody Roxia was on Monkey Punch the Bull, and Shane Proctor all scoring 85 points. Shane Proctor is the big story in Vegas. He has ridden 7 out of 7 bulls. He is presently attempting to tie Oklahoma's Norman Curry, Brazil's Adriano Moraes, and Texas' Ty Murray to be the fourth man to ever ride 10 bulls at the Wrangler NFR since 1959. Shane Proctor is on a roll. The all-around championship for the world has been a do-si-do between three men, Junior Nogueira from Brazil, Russell Cardoza from Oregon, and Dustin Bird, Blackfoot Cowboy from Montana. At present, Dustin Bird is on top of the list. He has 187 plus one, Cardoza with 178, and Nogueira with 175,000 plus. What a race for the all-around championship. I don't know about you, but I'm rooting for the Indian cowboy, Dustin Bird. Bareback bronc riding, Iowa's Tim O'Connell has dominated the finals and the season. He is at 284,000. He might win a season earnings record in the bareback bronc riding. Louisianan Tyler Wagaspeck has had an outstanding finals. He's won over 200,000 at this point. In the team roping header division, Eric Rogers Navajo has moved up to 8th with 135 grand. Blackfoot Indian Cowboy Dustin Bird from Montana is 173. They are chasing Texan Luke Brown with over 205,000 won. And Jake Long, the leader from Texas in the healing division. In the saddle bronc riding, Chuck Schmidt, Hunk Papa Lakota from South Dakota, is in 15th. He's won $81,000. He's had a great year, not won money yet in the finals. He can win a lot of money in the next three rounds. Jacobs Crawley, the defending champion from Texas, is on top of the list in the classic event with over 237 grand. Marcus Costa is ahead of the field by only $18,000 in the tie-down roping from Brazil. In the bull riding, Shane Proctor has moved up within $45,000 in second place behind the two-time and defending world champion Sage Kimsey from Oklahoma with $252,000, winning the bull riding. Matt Shizawa had this to say after winning round 7 in the tie-down roping.
You know, any go-around here is pretty special. Tonight had a good draw, probably one of the better calves. Makes a lot of difference, it really does, and it changes the whole approach, is all affected on that.
Bareback rider R.C. Langingham feeling good after a win in the City of Lights in the bareback riding.
For me, it's just been getting better every day, and some guys are getting sore, and I just kind of seem to be feeling better and better every day, and tomorrow's the E-Pin, and I feel like I kind of excel in that category of horses, so I have high hopes for tomorrow.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.